This is episode 2152 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're beginning this week. Every week, we focus on a theme, and we explore the theme for a full week. This is the best way to integrate particular qualities into your life, focusing on them day in and day out consistently. And when you do this for a week, you will begin to notice your habits change. So in this week's series, we continue along with the overall monthly theme we've been exploring of confidence. We've broken down confidence into several mini themes that we've explored each week throughout this entire month. So this week, we close out our confidence series with having faith in the world, trusting the process of what's happening all around you. This can be a challenge, especially as we're going through a pandemic and a lot of other disruption. In the United States, where I live, we are at the tail end of a presidential election process, which has been grueling, to say the least. So I thought we could use a little relief by looking at what is going on in the world that brings hope and peace and harmony. That's still out there. So this week, you'll be exploring that. As in each week's series, you have a challenge. This is something I encourage you to do every single day. You may not be able to sit down and meditate each day. I know some times are just like that, where despite your best intentions, you don't actually have a chance to sit down and meditate. But if you continue to stay attuned to the theme this week by participating in the challenge, then you'll notice yourself continue to make progress. So your confidence in the world challenge is to find something good going on in the world or with someone every single day. Look for the good. It's out there. We only hear about the negative things most of the time, but there is a lot of great things happening in the world, and this will be a week to focus on that. So each day this week, focus on at least one thing that's great that's going on in your family, in your community, with your work, in the world at large. Maybe you could even focus on three things. So as you start your day, have the intention to focus on what is going well in the world. We need your hope. Hope, just like fear, is contagious. So let's spread more hope this week. This episode is sponsored by my very own Sip and Om meditation app that I tell you about because some of you might not know that I have an app where I share daily 30-minute guided meditations. And the app comes with a journal. So this week it's a trust journal. And there's a daily reflection question for each day. And you also get a slowdown guide with all the techniques and more right at your fingertips. So you can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 7 days free access to the full app. If you are not subscribed, I encourage you to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. Consistency is the key to benefiting from meditation, and there are so many benefits that even science now, after over 5,000 years of people meditating, have indeed discovered that meditation benefits nearly every area of your life. So go ahead now and settle yourself down and let's get started meditating. You are in good company as you meditate, and I want you to begin to know the journey of your fellow meditators, people who are showing up for themselves meditating on the podcast just like you are. So as you calm your mind and body, let's send out some good energy to Sarah Warburton from West Sussex, England. She says she's been listening to the podcast for about a month now, and she says it's become a part of her day that she really looks forward to. Following the birth of my second daughter during lockdown in May, I've been struggling with anxiety and depression, and in a bid to overcome this, I've been trying to take better care of my overall health through doing a little bit of exercise and meditation every day. I'm completely new to meditation and found it difficult initially working out where to start. So I was really pleased to come across your podcast. I enjoy exploring the different themes and have found it really easy to get into the habit of listening every day. So Sarah, this is a meditation in honor of you. Go ahead and close your eyes and sit up straight. It's always good to sit somewhere where you're not likely to be interrupted. Personalize your meditation space with mementos that have meaning, maybe a rock you found as you were hiking in the woods, or a seashell from the beach, pictures of loved ones, something from nature is always grounding. You can light a candle, or simply sit in stillness as you're doing now. Inhale and exhale through your nose. And bring to mind something that is good about today. Bring to mind something that's happening in your family, at your job, in your community that makes you happy, that's exciting. Sarah is exercising and meditating now as she cares for her two young daughters. What makes you excited about what's happening in your world? Now bring to mind something that's going on in the world that you're excited about. Maybe it's something that brings you hope. Notice how you feel in your body and take this feeling a little deeper. Hang on to it. Carry it with you through your day. Continue to sit in stillness, absorbing this beautiful sensation you've been creating. You are so worth slowing down for.